do an introduction, and then we'll get to our scripture reading. So I am not a pagan that doesn't do a scripture reading. Just going to do it a little later, okay? So bear with me. I wonder if you would agree with me that most of us, and I know it's crazy for me to think for you, but most of us, when we look at ourselves and we think of ourselves, we don't think of ourselves too badly. Most of us will think, I'm okay. And if someone asks me, so how do you feel about yourself? How do you feel about your life? Most of the time, most of us will say, I think I'm okay. I think my life is fine. I think I'm the best me that I can be. Well, here's a little story before I ask you a question. So your child is in grade 3 with little Johnny. This is kind of one of your problems, but your child's in grade 3 with little Johnny. She comes home, and there's this huge bite mark on her arm. I say, what's going on? Well, during break, little Johnny got angry at me, and he bit me. So what do you do? Ah, that's just little Johnny. No. You call the school, make an appointment, so that you and Johnny's parents can meet, so that you can sort this thing out so Johnny stops his biting. So you get to the principal's office, you sit down, and the parents say, what's wrong? And you say, well, look at this. Little Johnny bit my daughter. And little Johnny's parents say, so? That's just Johnny. He's a biter. And you're perfectly okay with that. Because that's Johnny. He's a biter. Am I the best me? But I can't be. What if God said to each one of us this morning? That's fine that you think you're the best you. But what if there's an even better you waiting to come out and be you in this world? What if? Could that be something else? Is that possible? Is that even possible? When I think of my life so often, with the messes I make, the things I don't do right, is it even possible that I could think that there is a better me that's somewhere in here? Let me try and explain with an example what I'm trying to say. I sometimes think life is like an escalator that's going down. A down-going escalator goes one way only, right? It always goes down. Always goes down. And sometimes life is like that. It always goes down. If you don't work at it all the time, it goes down. If you don't take care of your health and you just let it go, it'll go down. If you don't take care of your finances, make sure everything's good, what will happen? Like the escalator, it will go down. And sometimes I get a little tired and I think, well, I'm managing okay and I'm trying to work on my character a little bit and I'm trying to work on relationships, but it's kind of this. And I find myself on the escalator and I'm going up on an escalator that's going down. And it's taking me, I got a video for you that'll say it way better than I can. Okay, show them the video. Me? Or are you sometimes on that escalator as well? See, the problem with the escalator thing is it's going down. And I'm going up and I have to work so hard. That poor guy, glasses, shoes, telephone. He's working so hard. So I struggle and I work on the anger thing. And I struggle and I work on the self-control thing. And I struggle and I work on the relationship thing. But it's such a hard job because I'm on this down escalator and I'm going up. And the moment I stop working, what happens? It takes me down again. And that's where sometimes we think, well, this is the me I am. This is it. I'm going to run that escalator for the rest of my life. I'm going to take you to a story this morning. A conversation between Jesus and his disciples. Where Jesus says, you don't have to work so hard. You don't have to be running down up that downward escalator the whole time. There's a different voice. There's a different place. I did this with the Bible study group the other night, so you might hear some stuff that we did the other night. And to take you to a conversation between Jesus and the disciples in John chapter 15. I'm going to read verse 1 and then verses 5, 6, 7, and we'll talk about that a little bit. John chapter 15, verse 1. Jesus says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener." He's defining roles here, but just in a moment, before I go to the roles, I want you to listen carefully to this, because when Jesus is speaking here, he's not just saying that a different life, a better life is possible. Jesus is saying in this passage that a different life, when I live with him, is inevitable. It's not just possible. It's inevitable when I live with him. But let's look at it. He defines the roles right at the beginning. Jesus says, "I'm the vine." What is the vine when you look at grapes? The vine is that which grows in the earth, in the soil. That's where the roots go down. That's where everything comes from. It pulls the water. It pulls the nutrients. It pulls everything that it needs. And it pushes it right into all the branches. That is who I am, says Jesus. I am the one who is solid. I am the one who is there. I am the one who provides. And then he says, "But my Father is the master gardener." What does the gardener do? The gardener waters. The gardener gives the compost. The gardener takes care of the weeds. Does everything to make this vine the best vine that it can be. And that's where he starts. He says, "I'm the vine. My Father is the one who takes care of everything is good and everything is perfect." Now let's jump to verse 5, and I'm going to do it line by line. He continues with a role a little further. "I am the vine, but you are the branches." So there's our role. Now just think of this for one second. He's talking to his disciples that walked with him around Israel for so many times. We've seen these vineyards. If you come from South Africa like I do, and you go down to the Cape, man, you've seen vineyards. Are they ever beautiful? So they would have seen this image. There's a vine, and from the vine, there are the branches. And the branches are the ones that will bear the fruit in the end. But these branches can only be fruit-bearing good branches if they are connected to what? To the vine. That's their role. You are not the vine. You are the branches. And he says this because what's going to happen is, he's been with them now all this time, but he's on his way to his Father. He's on his way to leave this earth. And they're going to stay behind. And right now they're with him, and it's pretty cool to be with him. But when he's gone, he says, "Hold on. You still have to be with me. You can't now all of a sudden think you are the vines." Because then you're on that escalator again. And that's why you're struggling, because you're not connecting to the vine. You think I have to get all the stuff for myself. You think I have to run up the escalator. No. Let me do that for you. I'm the vine. Your role is to be a branch. And a good branch. Because the branch has a function. But then Jesus says, "If I'm the vine and you're the branches, there's something that needs to happen. If you remain in me, I in you." Let's stop there again. What does it mean when Jesus says you need to remain in me and I remain in you? What does that mean? It means we are joined. We are connected. We are together. The only way for this branch to live, the only way for this branch to survive, is to be connected to the vine. Because in my connection with the vine, I can get everything I need to grow. If I cut off, what happens to a vine that's cut off? Or to a branch that's cut off? Dries out, because it's got nothing to be connected to. Jesus says, "You need to be connected to me." That's the only way in which which you can survive. And that's sometimes our problem. Because again, we disconnect. When I disconnect, what do I have to do? Now I have to try and produce the food. I can't. I'm running up this escalator that's going down because I'm on my own. The moment I connect, oh, He provides. He gives. He changes. He lives. He wants to be in me. He wants to be with me. He wants to go everywhere with me. It's only when I'm connected that I can really become what God wants me to be. Remember my old story? We cannot become who we need to be by remaining who we are. The only place that we can remain is going into Christ and being connected with Jesus Christ and letting Him be in me, where I am, where I go, what I do, how I live. Maybe sometimes that's why we mess up so badly. Because I cut myself off from the line. And I think I got it. I'm good. That's why he starts and he says, remember who you are. You are not the vine. You are only a branch. The only way a branch can survive is if the branch is connected to that which gives life. And all that gives me life and makes me who I am is Jesus Christ, my Lord, on my own. An old song that says in French, but there's a consequence. There's a consequence. If Jesus says, I'm the vine, you're the branches, if you remain in me, I will remain in you. And then look what happens. If I remain in you and you remain in me, what will happen to me? You will bear. All of you know, as I stand here, that Jesus is not saying, well, one's going to produce bananas, and B's going to produce raspberries, and I'm going to produce grapes. It's not what he's talking about. The fruit that Jesus is talking about is the spiritual fruit of my life. That which often lacks in my life, in my character, in the way that I live and that I work. Maybe the best example you'll find in Galatians chapter 4. Love, joy, kindness, goodness, peace, name. That's the fruit that you speak of. The stuff that I try to do and I can't do. The stuff that I struggle with, the self-control, the anger, the controlling in other people's lives. All these things have become so hard because I'm running up and it's coming down and I struggle. And he says, if you connect with me and you remain in me, there is a supernatural character change that will happen in your life. And I say that again in the Presbyterian Church. There is a supernatural character change that will happen in my life. Not me, not my will, not I, but the Spirit of God that moves to the vine that is connected to the gardener. And I am connected to that vine, and I live off that vine, and more of that vine becomes part of me. And when people look at me, they see more and more of the fingerprints of God in my life. Can you remember the old life, George? And you looked in the mirror and you saw our fingerprints and it was messy. And the more I live off the vine, the more God wipes those fingerprints off of my life. And God's fingerprints happen. And the world looks and they say, what's going on here? His body looks the same. But he sounds different. His hands still look the same, but the way in which they touch are so different. Her voice is still the same voice, but there's this gentle, kind, loving, caring voice that comes out. What happens? It's God. And the branch is prepared to connect to the vine. live off the wine and not off itself. And then it will pay. And then I become more than I've ever been. Then I become that real me. Remember where we started? Johnny's just a little biker. No, you're not just a biker. There's way more. What if there's way more? Not even a what if there is. Drink from the vine. Drink from the vine. Let it flow through you because the vine is connected to the such an amazing view that's there. But you don't have to work harder. You don't have to do harder because then you're running up again and it's coming down. It's living it in the hands of the flying God. If you see that last part of verse 5, and the vine, you're the branches, if you remain in your vine, you will bear much fruit. But then look at that last one. But apart from me, when you're off, when you take yourself out of me, you can do nothing. So just look at the two. In me, abundant, much fruit. Out from me, nothing. Is there a choice? Is there a choice? Is there even a choice? How can I not want to be connected to the vine? How can I want to do it on my own? Because all I'm going to end up with is but if I allow the vine to speak in my life, much. That's why look at verse 6. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and it withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and they are burned. Because you see, when we run, I burn out. And it's dry, and there's nothing, and I'm cut off because I'm not in the vine anymore. And when I'm lying there as a dry old branch, there's nothing left for me. And to be dead. If I'm in the vine, look at verse 7. Holy moly, look at verse 7. The most beautiful, beautiful. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, look at this. Ask whatever you wish. And it will be done for you. So here's the thing. Remain in the vine and you can ask for a new car and a new boat and a new house and a new TV and get it all. Not gonna happen. What is the context? Vine. Gardening. If you are connected to the vine and you say, Father God, I struggle with my life. Father God, I struggle with my relationship with other people. Father God, I struggle with my anger. Father God, I struggle with control. Father God, I struggle with this kind of addiction. You know what will happen? I can ask my Father and He will give me what I ask. That's what He will give me. The real me, the connected to the vine me, the one who bears the fruit of the vine and not my fruit. If you remain in me and in my words, you can ask whatever you want and my Father will give it to you. Do you trust God? Do you believe God? You tell me, what is there in your life, in your character, in your attributes, in your relationships, what do you think there is that you can bring to God and say, God, this needs to be changed, and God can't do that? You tell me what. Because there is none. If I'm connected to the vine, you can ask whatever you wish. So let me take you to three verses that I didn't read this morning. And I did that on purpose. I did this with a Bible study the other night. Verse 2 says in our translation, every branch that does not bear fruit will be cut out. And every branch that bears fruit will be pruned, so that we bear more fruit. Bad translation. Really bad, and I say that and I mean that because we'll read the Greek. It actually sounds like this. Every branch that does not bear fruit, my Father, and it doesn't say cut out, uses the word idol, even the word airway comes from ideo in the Greek. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, my Father lifts up. Does anyone here know something about grapes and vineyards? Sometimes the branches go down and they lie on the ground. What happens to the branches on the ground? It rots. It's all kinds of fungus and sickness. And it won't bear fruit. Every branch has become a little tired, and that's not bearing fruit. But it's in me. My Father lifts up. Isn't that it? He lifts it up. Oh, look. You look at vineyard. The branches all lifted. They're on wires. So they can get light. They can get air. Because the moment they get light and air, what happens? They start bearing fruit. So if you're struggling, and your little branch is on the floor, and it's trying to go up that escalator that's coming down, just ask my Father, and you know what my Father will do? He will lift you up. And he will let you see the sun. Yes, I will be. And you will be. And every branch that is in me that bears fruit, my Father will cleanse. Kathairo is the Greek word, and you know the word katharsis. What does katharsis mean? Cleanse you. My Father will kathairo. You will cleanse. In other words, all these little offshoots are growing out of this branch that are taking away some of the energy that needs to go into the branch. My Father will take those junk things away so that you can become the strongest branch that you are and bear the best fruit that you can. For that's what happens if you remain in me and my words remain in you. Then you can ask my Father anything and he will give it to you. Dad, I'm on the floor. And my dad says, let me lift you up. Dad, I'm a little wild right now. And my dad says, is my challenge for all of us this week. I want you to go into this world this week. And I want you to stop working hard. I want you to stop trying hard and running up that escalator. I want you to rest in the vine. And I want you to trust the vine and say, Father, you come to aid us what needs to be changed. Father, you come to lift up what needs to be. Stories we will be able to tell each other. If only we remain in God. Well, little Johnny is just a biker. That's the need. You're not just a biker. You're the love of child. Father God, thank you for this morning. Thank you for reminding us who we are. We're not just little bikes. We are branches connected to the vine. You give us much fruit. For the fruit, Lord, is to change the world and to show you so that your fruit is like us. So many prayers written on yesterday, Father God. Someone writes and says, give a prayer of thanks for answered prayer. ask you to say that again. Pray for Sarah Danny and for David Maneri and for their needs, Lord. We pray for all of those who are struggling with mental illness. Pray for our friends that have been waiting, just waiting for the results this week after surgery and all the things that need to happen. And I know it's tough for her. But thank you, Father God, that she knows to be connected to the vine that she always has been. And then we can ask that our Father will provide to the peace, to the calm that she needs. And thank you that you take care of the results. We pray for the difference between people, that they may be settled and that hurts may be healed. We thank you, Lord, for the rescue that is going on in Thailand. There were those young boys and the coach that have been trapped in the caves for more than 2 weeks. Thank you for courageous people that are putting their own lives in danger to get them out. And thank you for those who are out there ready to be graded by the time we get out of this church. Maybe they can all be out. And breathe. And say thank you. Someone wrote and said, we say a prayer of thanksgiving for Reverend Rick and March celebrating 50 years of marriage. The prayer was after as a brain tumor. We pray for a teen son of someone at Alexander's College who is in need of care. Oh, thank you. But as we say these things and we read these things, it's not just because they're written on a piece of paper, it's because we can't come to you. But where else would we go? When you are the vine, and we are the branches. And we can only survive when we are connected with you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name.